support. Now, if you've always wanted to run a marathon but don't quite feel up to it, there is a realistic alternative. A series of 4-kilometer fun run events will be held in towns and cities across the Czech Republic this year in order to raise money and awareness for cancer research in the country. The format of the events will be similar to that of a successful scheme in the United Kingdom, which has been running since 1994. And like the UK events, the Czech version will be sponsored and organised with the help of supermarket giant Tesco. Jamie Brindley went along to the inaugural press conference to find out more.
The aim of the Race for Life events, or Běh pro život as they are being called in Czech, is to raise money for cancer research in the Czech Republic. They also aim to get people who are otherwise less active than they perhaps should be into sport in a fun and organised way. Carlo Capaldo, who organises the annual Prague International Marathon, addressed the conference with a message of how important events like these are.
I find out something that is a bit shocking. The generation of our kids maybe will be the first generation from 100 years that we live less than their parents. This regards the entire society. We need to move more, to feel better, to not get sick, and then to have a better quality lifestyle.
Around 65,000 people are diagnosed with cancer each year in the Czech Republic, and close to 30,000 Czechs die from the disease each year. Clearly, raising money for research is of great importance, and, like in many other countries, these funds have to be raised privately. Ava Williams, corporate director for Czech and Slovak Tesco stores, spoke to me after the conference and again highlighted why getting people moving will not only improve their quality of life and health, but also raise money to be used in combating and treating people with cancer.
The biggest one is to involve as many people as possible. Firstly, in trying to adapt the active way of living, so starting to move and change a little bit possibly lifestyle. It's really talking not to the sporty people, it's talking to the families and kids and people which probably don't move that much as they should really. And by doing that, they would be raising money for a good cause, for cancer research. So it's really two objectives, raise money for cancer research and also get people moving.
And in the first year, how many people do you hope to see involved and how much money do you hope to raise?
It is quite a unique project for Czech Republic, so there is not much other events to compare ourselves with. So we are being possibly realistic and hoping that we will raise 1 million crowns and have 5,000 people participating. It is a 4K race or 4K run, so it's not really a racing thing. And anyone can walk it, you know, they don't have to really run. And that's something what, our CEO here in Czech and Slovak Republic keeps telling me all the time, you know, I can't run, but I have to participate. So please don't make me run. But he'll definitely go and the whole Czech management will as well go in Tesco. So, you know, we are inviting everyone who is not a sporty person, but just come in and join in.
The races will be held in 7 different cities across the Czech Republic, starting in late August in Most and finishing in October in the town of Hradec Králové. More information can be found on Tesco's online site for the Czech Republic.
Jamie Brindley with that report, and I certainly think that the Race for Life charity runs coming to the Czech Republic is very good news.